This is News Director Larissa Donovan joining me over the phone today, all the way from St. Paul in the State House of Representatives, Senator Jamie Becker Finn. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us today.
Yeah, so it's actually State Representative.
State Representative, my apologies. Yeah, I went on a snowplow ride-along, so I've been up since 2 a.m., and let me just tell you, I'm already getting kind of weird. But
Fair enough. No, happy to chat with you today about the work we're doing at the Capitol.
And it's just kind of been a whirlwind. I mean, after I've been a reporter for about 6 years now, and I've never seen things move through the House and Senate so quickly before.
Yeah, I mean, we really are on pace for this to be one of the most efficient legislatures maybe in Minnesota history. But I think a lot of us, came here to do work. There's often this perception that maybe legislators aren't doing very much, and we thought it was really important, especially with the budget surplus and not getting as much done last session, that we really start passing bills and get more funds out to our communities as soon as we can.
So what sort of things have, I've been getting a lot of emails from your communications people with the DFL, but what sort of things have gotten to the House floor already? I know there's been some like record-breaking legislation that's been going on. Can you give us a little bit of a recap of what's happened so far?
Yeah, so one of the first bills was, putting reproductive rights into state statute. But, you know, I was thinking of things that would be the most impactful, to the Bemidji area community. And two of those things that have actually, been passed and sent to the governor. One of those is the additional funding for the attorney general that folks might not realize, but our state attorney general helps out county attorneys when they have complicated cases, when they've got really hard criminal situations that they're dealing with. The AG often helps out, especially in our rural counties when we don't have as many people on staff in those places. So that funding's actually been signed into law so that that additional staffing and assistance can go out to counties already. And another bill that we passed last week was emergency food shelf funding. During the pandemic and even now, there are a lot of folks throughout the state struggling, and we got that funding passed already so that can start getting out into the communities as soon as we can to start helping people.
And going back to the AG funding, I know one case in particular that's of note is the Beltrami County Jail death of Hardell Sherrell back in 2018. I saw earlier this week that the AG has responded to the request to help with that. Would that funding be related to that case, or is it going forward rather than retroactive?
It kind of depends. I think that case is something that the ask came from Beltrami County previous to us passing this bill, so that was probably something that was included in previous funding for the office. But I think a great example of when you have something that's maybe more complicated and you just don't have the manpower to handle things or even the expertise with some of these complicated cases, it really is something that's helpful for counties like Beltrami.
All right. Well, anything else going through committee that's of particular interest to you, Representative?
Yeah. So one thing that I'm carrying that folks in your area, so I grew up in the Cass Lake area, I have a bill addressing chronic wasting disease that has made it through its first committee, and it's hopefully scheduled soon in its next committee stop, but that's something where we really are feeling like this is the year where we really are coalescing our support to be able to do something in multiple areas, whether it's on sort of the agriculture, that side of things, as well as the DNR space, so that we can really do something strong to stop the spread of chronic wasting disease within our wild deer population.
So how would that address, because I know we had a deer farmer here that deposited of CWD positive carcasses on Beltrami County tax forfeited land. And I know the DNR put a big fence of it, but all this stuff costs money. Would this provide funding or harsher penalties for those introducing CWD to our wild herd?
Both of those things. You know, the people responsible should be the ones paying for it, not the taxpayer. So we've got some additional, you know, also the ability for there to be civil liability, notice to landowners so that you don't inadvertently buy a property, you know, maybe it's supposed to be your hunting cabin, and you don't inadvertently buy a property that's next door to one of these hot spots, you know, requiring some notice to folks who are buying land in the state, especially those who are interested in hunting or agriculture, that you're not sort of putting yourself at risk unknowingly. So we've got those steps are in there, as well as a moratorium on new licenses for deer farms. And to be clear, you know, a lot of these are sort of, they call it a farm, but it's not necessarily the way that most of us think of farming. You know, we have folks who come in from out of state who pay a lot of money to shoot, you know, genetically engineered big buck, which isn't exactly, you know, that's not actually even legally hunting here in Minnesota. So my focus is really on our wild deer herd and making sure that our constitutional right to hunt is protected for us as Minnesotans.
That is interesting that people will pay to basically shoot fish in a barrel. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you talk to any real deer hunter about it, it's like, what? That's kind of bizarre, but it's an industry that exists. So, and we often that because they're moving animals and they're moving things around, that can be a vector for moving the disease. And so, yeah, just addressing all those things so folks understand what the main goal is, and really, again, putting that in Minnesota. Folks might not know we have a constitutional right to hunt and fish in our state constitution, and really making that the focus of the work that we're doing.
Very good. I know another top of mind concern this legislative session is the prospect of recreational marijuana in the state. Anything you can share with us about those sort of bills, like with the decriminalization and beyond?
Yeah, so there's this one kind of big bill. It's actually, I think it has to make 14 committee stops.
Oh.
I think it's made it through half of those committee stops so far. So it's a really comprehensive bill, trying to put together the best bill that we can, that, you know, does the things that the public wants us to do, but are also making sure that there's safeguards, that as we kind of allow this industry to grow, that the folks that benefit are the folks we want to be benefiting from the growth of the industry. And then, you know, keeping kind of those, you know, the decriminalization if somebody has, you know, expungement and things like that around, especially low, you know, small amounts of marijuana, kind of recognizing that really isn't a public safety concern. Again, just kind of moving forward, and we keep amending it and making it a better bill, and that's always the goal.
All right. Well, is anything else about what's going on in the Minnesota House you wanted to share with us before I let you go today?
We continue to get stuff done. We'll be voting on earned sick and safe time, which is, you know, as a small business owner myself, is something I support, and should be really helpful to workers throughout our state. So that's sort of the big bill we're passing tomorrow.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Representative Becker Finn. I'm looking forward to our next visit.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.